This is ProBlogger.
Hey there, it's Darren from ProBlogger. Welcome to episode 226 of the ProBlogger podcast. ProBlogger is a blog, a podcast, event, job board, series of ebooks, and soon to be a course, all designed to help you to start an amazing blog, to create a blog with great content that's going to serve your audience, and to build some profit around that blog as well. You can learn more about ProBlogger over at ProBlogger.com. Now, it is the 1st of January as this episode goes live, so I do want to pause and wish you all a very happy new year. I hope you had a good holiday period, no matter what you did, and are ready and raring to go for a great year of blogging ahead. We've got a massive amount planned for you this year, starting on the 10th of January with our new course, The Ultimate Guide to Starting a Blog, which is a 7-step guide to starting a blog that has the foundations to be profitable. We want to talk you through how to set up a blog, but we want to take you a little bit back from that and get you starting a blog that's on the right topic and that is well thought through in terms of what you're going to be creating. And that starts on the 10th of January. If you head over to ProBlogger.com/startablog, you will have opportunity there to reserve your spot in that course. It's a free course, and be notified when that goes live. Now, today we are continuing our series of blogger stories where I'm handing the podcast over to you as listeners to tell your stories of starting a blog. And it's all about trying to inspire as many people as possible to start and grow their blogs in 2018. And today's story is an amazing one. It's of a blogger who started a blog about dating and dating ideas in a particular location. And she has grown that blog, which started as a passion project with no real intent of making money. She's over the years built that up to the point where it's making over $100,000 a year in advertising just on writing on dating ideas for a particular location. And she tells a little bit more about how she's going to expand that to more than one location as well. This is a great story. I hope you enjoy it. You can find today's show notes with all the links to our course as well as the blogger that we're featuring today over at ProBlogger.com/podcast/226. Now, after she shares her story, I'll be back to point out a few things that I love about this story and give you a few more tips of my own. Thanks for listening.
Creating great content, finding an audience, building engagement, monetizing your blog. This is ProBlogger.
Hi, this is Krista Maneri from Orlando, Florida, and I wanted to tell you all about my blog, OrlandoDateNightGuide.com. I started Orlando Date Night Guide in 2007 as a total passion project. My husband, Mark, and I had just moved to Orlando the year before, and I was immediately struck by how much there was to do outside of the theme parks and by how often when I would share these things with people who had already lived here, even people who'd been here for 5 years or more, how many had never heard of them or hadn't ever bothered to check them out. So I actually started with a book that published in early 2007, and then the website launched a few months later, and we just celebrated our 10th anniversary. Honestly, when I started, it was just because I thought, how great is this that I can write something and take some photos and hit publish? I was a freelance writer for my paid work, so to have the freedom to write about what I wanted, when I wanted, was really exciting and rewarding for me. In 2011, though, I decided it was time to take it a little more seriously, and I started writing more consistently, and I launched all of my social media accounts. Then in 2014, I realized it was time to monetize. So I teamed up with someone who sold ads locally, and we created ad spots on the site, and we now generate just short of about $100,000 a year in ad revenue from local businesses. So in hindsight, what did you do in starting your blog that you're most grateful for that you did? I think for me was that I started it without thinking that I was going to make a whole bunch of money from it. I really just started it because it was something that I wanted to do and that I loved to do. And because I did it with making no money for 7 years, I don't know that I would recommend doing that. I think I probably could have monetized it a lot sooner. There was no pressure up until that point. Like, I could just have fun with it and really dive into the passion side of it before I started trying to turn it into a business. I think trying to turn a blog into a business too early can make it too stressful. So if you were to ask me about my dream for the blog, it would have been to have it grow outside of Orlando. And earlier this year, I actually saw that dream come true with the launch of Tampa Date Night Guide, Asheville Date Night Guide, and our national site, Date Night Guide. We're also launching in Baton Rouge in the first quarter of 2018. So a few good things that have happened since I started my blog is definitely growing outside of Orlando. That's been super exciting. But I was also voted best blogger by Orlando Magazine last year. Through the blog, I launched an event series called Do Good Date Night, where we pair couples with local nonprofits for volunteer date nights. And this series was featured in Good Housekeeping Magazine earlier this year. So that was really cool. I think growing to over 60,000 social media followers and over 50,000 monthly readers has been pretty awesome. Awesome. And also growing my team has been really great too. I've got such a great group of writers that work with me to create what we create every day. My number one tip for new bloggers, I think when you're just starting out a new blog, you should write down 100 ideas for blog posts, no less. So before you even create your site, get your URL, make a giant list of 100 things that you'd actually see yourself writing about. Then before you hit publish, before you actually start your WordPress account, write 20 of them and see if just writing them for you lights you up enough to keep going. And if you're actually as excited and informed about the topic as you initially thought. I've been writing about Orlando date night ideas for over a decade now, and hundreds of stories later, I've still never run out of things to share or passion about sharing them. So that's it for me. Thanks for the opportunity.
You're listening to Pro Blogger.
That was Kristen Maneri from Orlando Date Night Guide. Great idea for a blog, and I've seen a number of bloggers around over the years who have done similar things for their own locations, and so I wanted to include that particular story for a number of reasons. One, because it is possible to have a blog that is serving a particular location. You do not have to start a blog that is going to reach the whole world. In fact, you may be better positioned to really focus in on a particular niche. And a niche can be a topic, but it can also be a type of person, a demographic, I guess, as well. And Kristen, in this case, is targeting people who might be of a dating age in Orlando. And I just did a Google search. Orlando has 2.3 million people. So it's a fairly large area that includes the metropolitan area. Of course, there are tourists coming into it as well. And so it's big enough to be able to sustain over $100,000, almost $100,000 a year in advertising. And I wanted to include that because you don't have to have a blog is the number one in the world. You can build a business by being the number one blog. Well, not even the number one blog, but a significant blog in a particular area. I love that idea. Fantastic. And I love the idea that she's also built something that can be replicated in other parts of the world as well. And really, this could be replicated in any city around the world. And it looks like the plan is to roll out quite a few of them and then to try on a national level. Now, one of the reasons that this particular strategy works very well, being localized, is that it is going to help to monetize it, particularly in terms of working with advertisers directly. Anyone advertising on that particular blog knows they're going to reach people who are in Orlando and have a very niche focus. They want to have a date. They want to do something together. And so I think that is one reason why this works particularly well with that advertising model as well. She also mentioned there a book, and I think this is another revenue stream potentially would be those type of products that could be used by couples in that particular area, whether that be a physical book or more perhaps. And I've seen this used on other similar blogs, PDF type things or virtual type ideas as well. I did see one person doing an app for a particular area as well, and that worked quite well. So fantastic story there, and I love the tip that Kristen gave at the end there, her number one tip, coming up with 100 ideas for blog posts and then writing 20. And I think for me, this is actually a tip that I've given many people over the years. Whether it's 100 or not, I think brainstorm as many topics for blog posts, for content as you can before you get that domain, before you set up your blog, because that's going to reveal to you, is your niche broad enough for you to come up with ideas? And I've seen a number of bloggers that I suggest do this exercise realize that they could only come up with 10 to 20 topics. And that showed them that their niche was too narrow and they needed to broaden it out. perhaps thinking about more categories of topics that relate to that audience, because they really only had enough ideas for 20 or so posts, and that's not enough. You're going to be at this for years. I think Kristen started in 2007, so she's been at this for 10 years now. And so you need to do that due diligence to come up with ideas. And also it's going to reveal by writing the content. I love that strategy of not only brainstorming the topics, but actually setting yourself the task of writing 20 of them. Firstly, you're creating some great content that you can use in your launch period, but also you're going to very quickly discover whether you enjoy your topic, whether you have that interest, that passion for the topic. And you also have some content that you can then put a critical eye to and ask yourself the question, is this any good? And perhaps that at that point, it's also worth sharing it with some friends, with others who can give you some feedback. Do you like it? Can you sustain it? Are you good at it? These are good questions to ask before you go and register that domain name, before you go and set up that blog. And also doing that exercise, of course, gives you your first 20 or so blog posts as well, which you can then use, use two or three of those a week. You've got yourself several months worth of content there, which enables you during that launch period to get on with promoting it, building community, networking with other bloggers, all these other things that you really need to do in those early days of blogging. So thanks so much, Kristen, for your story and for your tip. Again, you can check her out at OrlandoDateNightGuide.com. OrlandoDateNightGuide.com. I think I left off the guide earlier. Thanks so much for that. And again, check out problogger.com/startablog. Problogger.com/startablog for our starter blog course, which will be launching for the first time on the 10th of January. And if you're listening to this in the months that follow, it will hopefully still be there and you can still sign up to do that. And we will be updating it as we go. So if you are listening to this several months later, you're actually going to even get a better course. You can go there and you'll probably be directed to where you can sign up and start it straight away. Again, it is a 7-step course that we're going to walk you through, and it's really is designed to help you make some good decisions, to have good foundations for your blog. First step is thinking about, is a blog right for you? Thinking about your purpose with your blog. Number two is, thinking about what you're going to blog about, defining your blogging niche and making sure it's viable. And part of that is what I was just talking about with coming up with those ideas. Number three, we're going to help you to make some good decisions about what to call your blog, what domain name to get. Number four, you're going to be walked through step by step how to register that domain, to set up your hosting, and how to install WordPress. That's the technical kind of side of things. But really, a lot of how to start a blog tutorials start with that. We want to get those first three steps in before you get to that point, because really, if you go out and get the domain and you set up your blog on WordPress before you think through some of those earlier things, you're going to choose the wrong domain. And so that's step number four. Number five is getting your blog looking good, thinking about the design and the theme choices. Step number six is adding content and functionality to your blog with WordPress. And then step number seven is a blog launch checklist and some learning modules about email and social media and some of those other things that you will want to set up in the early days of your blog. This is a free course. Steps you through those seven things will get you from idea through to having your first blog and having some content on it. And we've got some other stuff that we will be throwing into the course as well to help celebrate all the blogs that will start as a result of it. I just checked a few minutes ago and we've had over 100 people register in just a few hours for that course. So you won't be alone. And that's one of the great things about this particular course is we're going to all be going through it together and there'll be some community around it as well. So problogger.com/startablog, and you can sign up to be notified when that goes live. Thanks for listening today. I look forward to chatting with you tomorrow. These stories will be coming on a daily basis for the next 4 more days after this, and then a couple more next week as well before we start the course. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to Pro Blogger. If you'd like to comment on any of today's topics or subscribe to the series, find us at problogger.com/podcast. Tweet us at ProBlogger. Find us at facebook.com/ProBlogger or search ProBlogger on iTunes.
Before I go, I want to give a big shout out and say thank you to Craig Hewitt and the team at Podcast Motor, who've been editing all of our podcasts for some time now. Podcast Motor have a great range of services for podcasters at all levels. They can help you to set up your podcast, but also offer a couple of excellent services to help you to edit your shows and get them up with great show notes. Check them out at podcastmotor.com.